What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The government has established an institution as part of efforts to increase confidence in the judicial system and boost the capacity of its stakeholders. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
The newly established Judicial Education Institute of Jamaica, JEIJ, represents a more structured and formalized approach to training judges and court staff. Prior to being introduced, training was organized based on the availability of sponsorship and in keeping with the mandate of the respective sponsors. The sessions were held on the weekend when it was possible to get judges together without disrupting the schedule of their respective courts. The situation was less than ideal. The introduction of the Justice Training Institute is the result of the vision of Chief Justice Zaylin McCullough, who, with assistance from international, regional, and local partners, has been working to ensure that the judiciary has access to continuous training opportunities. It is aimed at developing the capacity of judges and court staff to administer justice in a public-friendly and trustworthy manner in order to achieve timely justice outcomes while tackling the developing criminal landscape. The Institute, which has already begun training, is currently operating out of the Supreme Court building on King Street in downtown Kingston until a more suitable home is identified. It is headed by puny judge of the Supreme Court, Justice Vinette Graham Allen. Access to continuing education through the JEIJ is expected to help the judiciary to stay abreast of new developments in the sector and the demands being placed on the courts.
In moving towards less traditional ways of judging and issuing judgments, we are in fact enhancing our product and enhancing our effectiveness.
President of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison. The Institute has already been receiving commendations from private stakeholders, both local and international. Chargé d'Affaires for the United States Embassy, Eric Kant, has described the initiative as a demonstration of the government's commitment to pursuing bold reforms that will improve the efficiency of the justice system.
With the Judicial Education Institute, we hope to improve procedural fairness, we hope to better manage caseload, and we hope to increase the overall efficiency of the courts in adjudicating criminal cases.
Director of Studies at the Commonwealth Judicial Education Institute, Justice Adrian Saunders, says the establishment of the institute is timely and well-placed to stimulate innovation within the sector.
I think this JEI has excellent prospects ahead. You already have a solid cadre of trained judicial educators. And on top of that, you have a Chief Justice who is not only passionate about judicial education, but who has a solid track record to prove it.
Among the objectives of the Institute are analyzing the judiciary and support staff to identify areas that require strengthening through training. This includes topics to be studied and processes to be improved. It also seeks to engage in research to identify and prepare programs that respond to perceptions of judicial weakness. It will also evaluate the impact of initiatives introduced. Most importantly, the Institute aims to preserve public trust and confidence in the judiciary by ensuring that judges are impartial, competent, efficient, and effective in the performance of their duties. For more information about the Judicial Education Institute of Jamaica, visit jeijamaica.gov.jm or call 876-665-2100. You can also send an email to info@jeijamaica.gov.jm. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.